firing up the satellite with more of the hottest hits in the land. We are VOA 1. Hi, Ray McDonald here, counting down the top 20 pop singles and albums in the United States for the week ending December 6th, 2014. Happy birthday, Jay-Z. The rap mogul, real name Sean Carter, turns 45 years old Thursday. Also celebrating this week are rocker Billy Idol, 59, Sunday. Singer Clay Aiken, 36, Sunday. Bette Midler, 69, Monday. Janelle Monáe, 29, Monday. Nelly Furtado, 36, Tuesday. Britney Spears, 33, Tuesday. Ozzy Osbourne, 66, Wednesday. Singer Mickey Thomas of Jefferson Starship, 65, Wednesday. R&B singer Montel Jordan, 46, Wednesday. Chris Hillman, formerly of The Birds and the Flying Burrito Brothers, 70, Thursday. Southside Johnny Lyon of Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, 66, Thursday. Jazz singer Cassandra Wilson, 59, Thursday. Hall of Famer Little Richard, 82, Friday. Jim Messina, formerly of Loggins and Messina, 67, Friday. Johnny Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls, 49, Friday. Frankie Beverly of Maze, 68, Saturday. And guitarist Peter Buck, formerly of R.E.M., 58, Saturday. This week we get three new singles and six album debuts. Let's get to work counting down the 20 most popular songs in the United States, as determined by the editors at Billboard magazine through radio airplay audience impressions calculated by Nielsen BDS, sales data determined by Nielsen SoundScan, and streaming activity data collected by online music sources. Jeremih, Iggy Azalea, and Sam Smith exit the list this week, while Selena Gomez pays us a return visit. Selena is in a reflective mood this week, jumping six slots to number 20. Here's The Heart Wants What It Wants.
You got me sipping on something I can't compare to nothing I've ever known. I'm hoping that after this fever I'll survive. I know I'm acting a bit crazy, strung out a little bit hazy. Hand over heart, I'm praying that I'm gonna make it out alive. And screaming, lighting me up like Venus. But then you disappear and make me wait. And every second's like torture. Heroin drip, no more. So fighting a way to let go. Baby, baby, no, I can't escape.
Selena Gomez makes her third countdown appearance as The Heart Wants What It Wants, jumps 6 slots to number 20. She's singing about her on-and-off boyfriend, Justin Bieber, and the Rock Mafia team helped with songwriting and production. They've also worked with Selena's former Disney pal, Miley Cyrus. Fresh from her 8-week stint in first place with All About That Bass comes Meghan Trainor. Lips Are Movin' surges from 38th to 19th place. Meghan's first major label album, Tidal, hits the market on January 13th.
About this bass. You really think I could be replaced? Nah, I come from outer space and I'm a classy girl. I'ma hold it up. You full of something, but it ain't love. And what we got is straight overdue. Go find somebody new.
You can buy me diamond earrings and na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Put a smeller on your collar so ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I know you're
Just watch. Don't believe me. Just watch.
Ronson has been making albums since 2003, but at least on this side of the Atlantic, we probably know Mark best for his production work. He's done albums with Christina Aguilera, Amy Winehouse, and many other top acts. Mark says he chased Bruno Mars all over the country to make Uptown Funk while Bruno was on tour. They're rewarded this week as it rockets from 65th to 18th place. Rebounding a slot to number 17, here's Jason Derulo, Trumpets.
Every time the two get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song just looking at you. Oh, oh. Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. Trumpets, there you go. Get a trumpet. Remind me of a Kanye West song.
Kanye West song.
Is it weird that I hear trumpets when you're turning me on?
Turning me on.
Is it weird that your bra remind me of a Katy Perry song? Every time the two get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song just looking at you. Oh, oh, yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go, and they play for you, girl, and the trumpets, they go, yeah, the trumpets, they go. Remind me of a Coldplay song.
Coldplay song.
Is it weird that I hear trumpets?
Katy Perry song. Every time that you get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song looking at you. And the trumpets, they go. I can pal on them. They go.
Jason Derulo bounces back this week as Trumpets gains a slot in 17th place. Jason broke up with his longtime girlfriend Jordan Sparks in September and wasted no time in buying himself a bachelor pad. It's a $3 million mansion in the Los Angeles area that looks like a castle. It features a two-bedroom guest house plus two garages that can hold up to eight cars. We have time for one more hit. Ray Sremmurd kicks it up a slot to 16th place with No Type.
Yeah.
With the ice, and we do this every night.
Hey,
I ain't check the price.
I got it.
I make my own money, so I spend it how I like. I'm just living life.
Hey.
And let my mama tell it, I ain't living right.
Try to top off the course, that's a headless horse.
Hey, hey.
Extendo long as an extension cord.
Damn.
I ball like Jordan, and I play full court.
I play full court.
And if you're not my type, then you know I gotta keep it short.
Gotta keep it short when you
hey. What you know about a chick? What you got up in your pocket? What you spending when you shopping, dog? Why you wanna go flex? Like you all in the mix, like you got some popping off. I got some models that you see up in the movies, and they wanna make a flick for the camera.
Yeah.
Wanna be Kim Kardashian.
Hey.
Heard I was living like a bachelor.
I don't got no type.
Nah.
Baby. This is the only thing that I like. You ain't got no life.
Nah.
Cups with the ice, and we do this every night.
Hey,
I ain't check the price.
I got it.
I make my own money, so I spend it how I like. I'm just living life.
Hey.
And let my mama tell it, I ain't living right.
Spend it how I like.
Yeah,
sinning every night.
Yeah,
push start the wheel.
Hey,
brought it straight to life.
Kind of life.
Blowing on the
blowing
till I'm out of sight.
I'm gone.
I don't check the price. Do a swipe.
Woo.
She say, what's your type?
Yeah,
I said, I like what I like.
Yeah,
I don't second guess.
Nah.
I just roll the dice.
Keep it moving.
Keep your 2 cents.
Hey,
take your own advice.
Hey,
I've been living life.
Yeah,
like I live twice.
I don't got no type.
Nah.
Baby, this is the only thing that I like. You ain't got no life.
Nah.
Cups with the ice, and we do this every night.
Hey.
I ain't check the price.
I got it.
I make my own money, so I spend it how I like.
Hey.
I'm just living life.
Hey.
And let my mama tell it, I ain't living right.
No.
Ray Sremmurd, that's ear drummers, backward, jumps a notch to 16th place with No Type. The Mississippi rap duo is prepping its debut album, Srem Life, for a January 6th release. Producer Mike Will Made It says this is a special project, and it's as exciting as his previous work with Miley Cyrus and Future. Hold on tight, because the big stuff is on the way. Our countdown will continue here in the home of the hits, the VOA1 Network.
Fussing and fighting, we back at it again. I know that it's my fault, you don't understand. I got memories, this is crazy. You ain't nothing like the girl I used to know. Good with mom, good with pop, good with all my. I should try, truth is I wanna let you in, but no. Damn these memories, and it's crazy. You ain't nothing like the girl I used to know. Can't I get it right, just can't let it go. I open up, she let me down, I won't feel that no more, no. I got memories, this is crazy. She ain't nothing like the girl I used to know.
I don't mean to take it out of you, baby, but I can't help it. Cause my heart is in the same old condition that baby left it.
And I
apologize
for making
you cry. Look me in my eyes and promise you won't do me the same.
Welcome to the home of the hits, our music and your ears. It's a match made in heaven. I'm Ray McDonald on VOA1, counting down the top 20 pop singles and albums in the United States for the week ending December 6, 2014. This week in 1956, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis recorded several songs together at Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. 25 years later, the music was released under the name The Million Dollar Quartet. This week in 1979, 11 people died after concertgoers rushed the stage during a concert by The Who in Cincinnati, Ohio. As a result, first-come, first-served seating was banned in Cincinnati and several other U.S. cities. This week in 1982, Epic Records released the album Thriller by Michael Jackson. It remains the best-selling album of all time. And this week in 1988, Roy Orbison died of a heart attack at age 52. He had been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the previous year. I have three new singles and six album debuts for you this week. Let's pick up the music in 14th place when Mr. Probs jumps five slots with Waves. The Dutch artist says this song didn't have many early supporters. Hold on for details.
Can't touch the ground, and it feels like I can see the sands on the horizon every time you are not around. Slowly drifting away, wave after wave, wave after wave. Slowly drifting, and it feels like I'm drowning, pulling against the stream, pulling against the. Can't touch the ground, and it feels like I can see the sands on the horizon every time you are not around. Slowly drifting away, wave after wave, wave after wave. Slowly drifting, drifting away, and it feels like I'm drowning, pulling against the stream, pulling against the.
Gains five slots in 14th place with Waves. The Dutch artist says it started as a promotional song and he shopped it to several record labels. Nobody believed it could be a hit. When Mr. Probs first released Waves, he offered it as a free download to thank his early fans for their support. Now let's take a look at the week's news highlights. A representative for Lady Gaga says producer Dr. Luke did not rape the singer when she was 19 years old. Appearing on Howard Stern's radio show, Lady Gaga says an unnamed record industry figure sexually assaulted her when she was 19. Her remarks led Kesha's lawyer, Mark Garagos, to suggest the rapist was Dr. Luke. Kesha is suing Dr. Luke, claiming he assaulted her. Gaga's representative denies the connection, telling website TMZ that it's absolutely not true. Dr. Luke's representative tells TMZ that Garagos' statement is completely false and defamatory. Garagos stands by his accusation and insists he will depose Lady Gaga and three other unnamed women in his lawsuit against Dr. Luke. In other news, the Rolling Stones have lost their longtime saxophone player. Bobby Keys died on Tuesday at his home in Tennessee. He was 70. No cause of death was given. A self-taught musician who never learned to read music, Keys played with Buddy Holly and other top acts before meeting the Rolling Stones in 1964. He first appeared on the Stones' 1969 album, Let It Bleed, and was most famously heard on their 1971 hit, Brown Sugar. He also became close friends with guitarist Keith Richards. Rolling Stones saxophonist Bobby Keys, dead at 70. Now let's get back to counting down the hits. Ariana Grande performed Tuesday night and got more than she bargained for. I'll fill you in after Love Me Harder, rising four slots to ninth place.
Tell me something I need to know, then take my breath and never let it go. If you just let me invade your space, I'll take the pleasure, take it with the pain.
And The Weeknd push it up four slots to ninth place with Love Me Harder. On Tuesday night, Ariana performed on the Victoria's Secret fashion show and got smacked in the face by a model's huge angel wings. She later laughed about it on Twitter with the hashtag #BangBangIntoMyFace. Jumping two slots to eighth place is Nick Jonas, who got into the holiday spirit on Tuesday. He visited the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto, Canada, and sang Christmas carols for the young patients. Here's Jealous.
I don't like the way he's looking at you. I'm starting to think you want him too. Am I crazy? I've lost you.
You don't think I know what you've done, but unattainable. Even though God knows you could have mine.
Jumps two slots to number 7 with I'm Not the Only One. Sam is concentrating on the North American market right now. He's doing several radio Christmas shows around the United States and kicks off an extensive North American tour in early January. Up next, we have another transatlantic sensation. Hozier from Ireland climbs three slots to third place with Take Me to Church.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Was everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. If only heaven I'll be sent to. When I'm alone with you, I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins, and you can sharpen your knife.
Then I am human.
jumps 3 slots to 3rd place with his international breakout hit, Take Me to Church. The Irish singer says he recorded the vocal track in his attic at 2 o'clock in the morning. Before we cover those 6 album debuts, let's recap the singles lineup. Selena Gomez jumps 6 slots to 20th place with The Heart Wants What It Wants. Meghan Trainor zooms from 38th to 19th place with Lips Are Moving. Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars outjump her, shooting from 65th to 18th place with Uptown Funk. Jason Derulo rebounds a slot to 17th place with Trumpets. Ray Sremmurd also jumps a notch to 16th place with No Type. Bobby Shmurda drops 8 slots to 15th place with Hot Boy. Mr. Probs pushes it up 5 slots to number 14 with Waves. I Love McConan and Drake slip a slot to 13th place with Tuesday. Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj fall 4 notches to 12th place with Bang Bang. Big Sean and E-40 rise 3 slots to 11th place with I Don't F With You. Ed Sheeran recovers a slot in 10th place with Don't. Ariana Grande and The Weeknd jump 4 slots to 9th place with Love Me Harder. Nick Jonas rises 2 slots to number 8 with Jealous. Sam Smith also gains 2 positions in 7th place with I'm Not the Only One. Tove Lo steps back a slot to number 6 with Habits Stay High. Taylor Swift steps back 2 slots to 5th place with Shake It Off. Maroon 5 holds at number 4 with Animals. Hozier jumps 3 slots to 3rd place with Take Me to Church. Meghan Trainor holds in the runner-up slot with All About That Bass, while Taylor Swift is your Hot 100 champ for a second week with Blank Space.
Good for a weekend.
So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name. To come, oh no, screaming, crying, perfect storms. I can make all the tables turn, rose garden filled with thorns. Keep you second guessing like, oh my god, who is she? I get drunk on jealousy, but you'll come back each time you leave. Cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down. Your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. So it's gonna be forever.
Taylor Swift holds the Hot 100 title for a second week with Blank Space. Taylor is the first female act in the chart's 56-year history to succeed herself at number one. Now, here are your top 20 pop albums from the bottom. The Interstellar soundtrack opens at number 20. Punk Goes Pop Volume 6 starts out at number 19. The soundtrack for The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1, debuts at number 18. Bette Midler falls 5 slots to 17th place with It's the Girls. Frozen, The Songs, jumps 12 slots to number 16. Barbra Streisand loses a slot in 15th place with Partners. Jason Aldean steps back 3 slots to 14th place with Old Boots, New Dirt. The Frozen soundtrack rebounds 5 slots to number 13. Now 52 falls 5 slots to number 12. Sam Smith retreats 2 slots to 11th place with In the Lonely Hour. Idina Menzel jumps 6 slots to number 10 with Holiday Wishes. Michael Bublé gains 4 slots in 9th place with Christmas. Rock act In This Moment debuts in 8th place with Black Widow. The Foo Fighters lose 5 slots in 7th place with Sonic Highways. Pink Floyd weakens 3 slots to number 6 with The Endless River. Garth Brooks dips a notch to 5th place with Man Against Machine. Nickelback opens at number 4 with No Fixed Address. Pentatonix jumps 5 slots to number 3 with That's Christmas to Me. Last week's champ Taylor Swift falls to 2nd place with 1989, while One Direction opens at number 1 with 4. Well, I'm done for now, but join me next week for an all-new lineup. Thank you for dropping by today. Ray McDonald's my name, rocking your countdown worldwide in the home of the hits, the VOA1 Network.
I keep going to the river to pray, cause I need something that can wash out the pain. And I'm sleeping all these demons away. But your ghost, the ghost of you, wake up.